This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Into the intersection, brought back by Miss Monica Arnold and this amazing sample, Diana Ross sample. Shout out to Jermaine Dupri.
Yes.
We are at the corner of sports and everything else. We got the tunes blasting. We got drinks in hand and also darts. But Jason, explain to the people why we have darts in hand while I enjoy my drink.
Well, we're out enjoying drinks, so first off, that's why we have darts in hand. That's what happens at the end of the night. But what we started doing at the end of the show is we have a couple drinks, we're just chatting, darts end up in our hand, and it's like, all right, cool, we can play darts, that's all fine. But we found this dot matrix printer back in the back, and we strapped it down to the giant metal cart that your substitute teacher used to have. We got it strapped down so it can't fall over on anybody. We found some cartridges for the dot matrix printer at Goodwill down the street. Hopefully, they're still going to work. And what we do is we print out some pictures. Oh, yeah, it's still working. It's still working. We're good. All right, cool. So we print out pictures, and we put it up on the dartboard, and we throw darts at it. But if you put something up on the board, for example, that I don't like, I can go take it down and put it in a frame and put it on the wall.
Indeed.
It gets out of hand sometimes.
Sometimes.
Greg wanted to throw darts for like a whole day.
Yeah, Greg was feeling it. We definitely got Greg, you know, on darts. He is well cemented in verse now.
When I'm on with Chris Thomas on Mondays, I ask him occasionally who he would throw darts at.
I'm going to start asking Dylan Matthews on Tuesdays and Thursday morning. See, Thursday is interesting for me because I kind of start the morning with Dylan and then I end the night with you.
That's a long day, first off.
I kind of book in 929 the game on Thursday. But yeah, I'm going to start asking Dylan about some darts in the morning when we work.
Chris Thomas wanted to throw darts at Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson on Monday night.
Why? I think it's cute.
I think it's just kind of the overkill because it's everywhere.
Oh, is it? Oh, no, I just saw it once on Entertainment Tonight. And see, I get my little snippet of celebrity tidbit in 30-minute forms. I get my news in 30-minute form in Tonight, and then it goes into Entertainment Tonight, and then I get that, and then it's more sports.
Are they dating or something?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, I believe that's the gist, yes.
Yeah.
He's 40 years too late. Oh, let me shut up.
I mean, it's a match made. It's right on time.
It works for them.
I'm going to throw a dart at Miles. Anyway.
Wow, man.
Anyway.
Ouch, man.
I'm gonna let Jason throw the first dart, the first official dart. What you got, Jason?
Okay, I'm gonna bring one to y'all. Kind of in general here, but the person that's gonna go up on the dartboard is a Colombian soccer player named Cucho Hernandez. So Cucho used to play for the Columbus Crew, ended up making a big move to Spain with a club, Real Betis. So I don't know if we're gonna see this kind of preseason action tomorrow night at the Benz, but it was Real Betis playing Como, a team from Italy. They're playing a preseason game. They call it, in soccer, we call preseason games friendlies. This was not friendly by any stretch. So you got fouls all whole first half, just people kicking each other. And two guys say they've had enough. They start jawing. One of them smacks the other one in the jaw. Then they start throwing punches.
Oh, wow.
So Cucho comes running in. And it's one of the funniest things I've seen because he comes running in and like tries to go full Superman punch over a pile of people. And I think he did catch somebody from the other team, but it's like he's jumping and he catches that guy and it goes through and he hits one of his own teammates.
Oh, no.
In the mouth. Like, come on.
A melee at a friendly.
It's a friendly. It's not friendly. They're kicking each other for a half. Then they start fighting. Referee has to send people off. And dude punches his own teammate.
Nothing worse than friendly fire. Oh, man.
He gets on the board just for punching his own teammate
by
accident.
No, seriously. I'm throwing a dart on that one. Like, if you're going to swing, like, at least aim correctly.
Yeah. Like, you got to make sure you don't punch your own dude. Come on.
Wow, I'm throwing a dart. What about you, Miles?
Yeah, that gets
that's
a dart.
Wild.
Yeah. Cucho in the locker room, they're gonna be throwing darts at him for sure. Like, dude, you're hitting me. What?
I know I teased something specific.
Uh-oh. You might be changing it.
But I'm gonna give this team one more week.
Oh, you're gonna take them off the board. You're not gonna put them there.
I'm not gonna do it. I'm gonna give this team one more week to figure something out. Like you need. I make it sound like an ultimatum.
You're putting them on the clock.
I make it sound like an ultimatum. Matter of fact.
I mean, you might as well go ahead and say it at this point.
I'm turning to the Joker. You have 1 week now. Wow. I'm kidding. I'm going to swing to Dallas. And okay. I'm going to yell at a different team.
Okay.
For a very similar reason, though. So this may be a preview of next Thursday.
Mm-hmm. And isn't there some crossover in the conversation about this?
Very much some crossover.
Okay. I thought there was.
But I will at least say that I don't think our team is doing this part. Jerry Jones, how are you going to get upset that your backdoor handshake deal didn't work out and now you want to shake your fist in public about a dirty backdoor handshake deal?
Okay, explain the dirty backdoor handshake deal.
Okay, so as we know, Michael Parsons has asked to be traded officially, has sent it to Stephen Jones to let him know he wants out because they cannot get a deal done.
This almost got my dart.
And one reason they can't get a deal done is because Jerry wants to negotiate without his agent, without Micah's agent.
Yep.
So there's been a lot of conversations behind closed doors, and now Micah has come out and officially stated that he no longer wants to be subjected to these closed-door, good old boy handshake conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the math may not be mathing, Jason.
Yep. Sometimes the math is one, and then it changes.
Mm-hmm. So Jerry, you know, in a series of statements given in the past 2 weeks since camp has opened, the latest has been about how, you know, when he bought the Cowboys, it was just a handshake. And it was an agreement or, you know, what would be old and, you know, some of the things we had to hammer out on the back end. But to know that you going to sell this to me and I'm going to buy that was done with a handshake. And, you know, nowadays, I'm like, come on, Jerry.
Good principle.
Come on, Jerry, because I would really like to know how that handshake went out and what end of the bargain you was on with that handshake.
He's lying.
Like, how much did you get over on that handshake? No, he might not be lying, because we all know, you know, famously Arthur Blank bought the Falcons with a napkin, you know, signed a piece of paper. So he may not be lying about the handshake. But my thing was, what did you get out of that handshake, Jerry? How great of a handshake was that on your end?
If you live up to your end of the handshake, fine. But it sounds like there is a history of the handshake not actually being the deal that happens in writing.
Well, I feel like if you want a handshake deal versus a contract, then I feel like your other hand got to be behind your back, with your fingers crossed.
I need to see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Because what is the difference between the handshake and the contract, right? Like, if you shook on the contract.
You said it, though.
So, and that's what I'm saying. Like, exactly. Because without the agent, I can cross my fingers behind my back. Mm-hmm. Yep. And now Michael, like, he promised me this and that. And Jerry can go, oh, he talking crazy. You know, he just. And then Jerry brings up, you know, Dez Bryant as a way to not pay Micah. Talking about, you know, I sat down with Jay-Z, and Jay-Z promised me that, you know, Dez Bryant was going to be on time, and Dez Bryant was going to be this.
He's throwing Jay-Z under the bus, too.
Oh, yeah. He said, you know, Jay-Z, you know, Jay-Z said, you know, in my business, I got to be on time, and, you know, all my people are going to be on time. And I told him, you know, if I have a problem, I'm going to call you, and I will call Jay-Z, and he wouldn't even pick up the phone. See how these agents do? So I'm like, so it's everybody's fault but Jerry's fault. Like, first of all, I do not believe Jay-Z is sitting in anybody's boardroom making actual physical contracts with anybody.
No.
I do not believe this is a Mike Dicker situation a Master P situation with Dicker down there in the Saints with Ricky Williams. Yeah. Like, no, like he was, Jay-Z has people for that. Jay-Z, he was nowhere near that room. But, you know, that's the story that's being pitched now that, you know. You know, I went all this with Dez Bryant, and all that fell through. So, you know, I don't want to pay nobody. And Dez is like, not too much on me and my name, because we got a real love-hate relationship.
Yeah.
So Jerry is just creating a mess down there in Dallas, and I hate to see it, but I love to see it, because it's not our problem, right?
Yep.
Hate to see it. It should go over smoother than that. I don't know why it always has to be there. Right. You even have current players weighing in on Twitter. Like, I think CeeDee Lamb says something. Like, it don't have to be all
of
this.
All publicity. It's good publicity for Jerry.
And everything's bigger in
Texas.
That's how he feels. So this drama is as big as it can be because everything's bigger in Texas.
So are you printing Jerry Jones' picture? Are you printing the Cowboys logo? What are you putting up there?
I gotta go Jerry.
Okay.
I'm gonna print up an oil rig. How about that? Because he still likes to talk about, you know, his days of buying oil. And yeah, I ain't gonna use the word he uses because the context is just out of pocket at this point. But we are gonna print out an oil rig. And an outline of Texas, outline of the state of Texas.
Okay, I can throw darts at that, no problem. And I also think the Jerry Jones impression needs to come back on a regular basis because that was hilarious. That went places I did not see it going, and I enjoyed it.
I do my best. All right, Miles, who are you throwing a dart at this week?
Yeah, this week, guys, my dart actually comes with a clip.
Oh. I love it. I love sound bites.
Let's hear your president.
Saquon Barkley was on the council, and Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback, who is he's been fantastic. He's been when he's not injured, he's great. He's got to stay healthy.
I don't know who to throw my dart at. Either Trump. No, you know what? I'm gonna throw it at his PR person, cause how you have Trump go up there? All right. We know somebody wrote that. How do you not rehearse? How do you not type the name in on Google? If you type anything on Google, it'll tell you how to say it.
And you got to double check those, though.
Okay.
This is in my wheelhouse. This is what I do. Mm. We have players from all over everywhere.
You're right. You're right.
And we had one last night. Mike and I sitting in the booth, player for Atlas from Mexico, from Montenegro. And the name had symbols and things in it that we don't see in our language.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, what do those do? And we went through it and we checked it. We saw what I think Google's AI had it. And it was actually correct on this one. A lot of times it's wrong. So then we checked another site that I go to that people can read names or words in different languages. And it tells you where that person's from.
Nice.
So I can double check it, hear it again. Cool. Match it up. Then we say it multiple times, and we get as close as we can possibly get to it. It's work, but somebody didn't do the work in this case.
Well,
Tagovailoa.
Oh, another thing they could have done was reach out to the Dolphins, because one thing I learned being a reporter for The Dream is that They give you like a phonetic spelling of everybody's name.
All right, now I'm going to put my hand up again. Don't always trust that either.
Okay.
Because
fair.
We had, and I'll say who it was because we're not in the league anymore with them. Birmingham Legion in USL Championship.
Okay.
They had a player on loan from the from Montreal, French-Canadian, and his name is Mathieu Chouanière.
Okay.
And they're for Mathieu, it's Matthew in French.
Yeah.
It was their pronunciation thing said M-U-H, ma, and then chew, like I'm eating something. C-H-E-W, machu.
Matthew machu?
Machu. Like, no. I saw that. I'm like, I don't trust any of their phonetics over here now.
Like, I don't want any of this now.
I'm not
yeah.
following any of their. So you got to double check these things.
Tag Ovalia.
They didn't double check anything.
It's so funny that you're playing this clip because, like, I watch a channel on YouTube called That's Good Sports. And they do really good, like, topical sports reporting. And they picked up on this, but they had a video where they ran that sound bite into the ground because it just sounds so ridiculous.
And this is the thing. Nobody else is named Tua. You can get off with saying Tua.
You really could have.
You know who you're talking about.
You really could have.
Like, come on.
But the whole scene was wild. Like, Saquon got to talk about he's not in it. You got... I just happened to be walking in the room, and I was like, is that Triple H?
Yeah, Triple H.
Triple H.
There was a lot going on. Lawrence Taylor came out with the one earring in the ear and the lightning bolt, and I'm like, what is going on?
And if you see this clip when he says the name, look at the guy in the back. I don't know who he is. Directly behind the president. His face is priceless. It's like he knew it was coming. And also the low blow at the end. When he's healthy, he's one of the best. I was so messed
up. That's actually the reason they played it on That's Good Sports, because they was talking about the Dolphins and the drama with Tua and the coaching and whether Tariq Hill is going to stay or go or all of that drama. And they was bringing up, you know, his injury. And it was like, even the president is talking about you and your injury.
I don't think that was in the script. I think...
You know that Trump, was not in the script.
Yeah, Trump definitely went off the head with that one.
Yeah, that one
was his personal opinion. That was funny. That was hilarious.
Wow.
Poor
man.
Tua, man.
That does not bode well for
that went places. I don't even know where that came from. Like, how do you get to Ovalia?
I've never heard anybody. You know, I have a hard time saying it, so I don't like
one.
To say
you,
it.
You got
to
practice it, and you got to say it a whole bunch.
It's
like,
Tua Tagovailoa.
Tagliavoa? I'd have to sit there and work at it if I was going to call his game.
I thought I had it. Now I'm subconscious with it.
We went through it with Saba Lobjanidze for Atlanta United. Like, Lobjanidze.
What did you just say?
Saba Lobjanidze.
It's like that piece of chicken from 1998 came out. Your tube when you tried to say that.
He put Saba on his back, so it's all good.
Saba.
He just says Saba, so it's okay.
Saba, yeah, that's better.
That makes it a little bit easier for us.
Yeah, help us out. Help us out. And on that note, we are going to take our drinks and our darts, and we are going to, I guess, head on up out of here.
We get to-go cups?
It is. Well, I mean, you can't tell the people that. I'm sure we're not supposed to tell them.
You said we were taking them. I'm just making sure.
Go cup. Threw a little extra in there on the way out the door. It's okay. We took an Uber. It is okay.
It's good.
We came down here with the Uber because we were on a mission.
Yep.
And on that note, we are out of here for the week. We will come back next week with more fun sports and nonsense with me, Noel White, Jason Longshore, and Miles Williams. Until then, from the corner of sports and everything else, catch you next week.
See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.